This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rajana. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma held a high-level meeting yesterday to assess the situation arising out of the evictions in Assam. The focus of the review was to evaluate any possible impact on Meghalaya and to ensure that there is no infiltration into the state. The deputy commissioners of all districts, especially those bordering Assam, have been instructed to remain vigilant and report any cross-boundary movement immediately. Nagaland Chief Minister Naipuriyo chaired a high-level meeting with Chief Secretary Jay Alam, police and other senior officials yesterday to strengthen vigilance mechanisms along the Assam-Nagaland boundary. Mr. Rio said that the state government is actively engaging with all stakeholders to prevent illegal infiltration and has intensified patrolling along the interstate boundary. The Meghalaya government has completed phase one of its street vending reorganization in Shillong, marking a major milestone with the relocation of hawkers from Kandailat Police Bazaar to newly constructed stalls at the Muda parking lot. Of the eligible 407 vendors, 282 received stalls through a lottery. The initiative, led by the Urban Affairs Department and District Administration, aims to decongest roads and formalise livelihoods. Certified vendors will get 10,000 rupees as one-time support and 2,000 rupees monthly for 5 months to ease transition. With 365 stalls ready, the government plans to expand relocation to other key areas in the next 5 months. The Meghalaya government has revised the daily minimum wages for workers across various sectors, effective from the 1st of April. According to the Labour Department's latest notification, unskilled workers will now receive 541 rupees, semi-skilled workers 583, skilled workers 624, and highly skilled workers 665 rupees per day. These include a component for variable DNS allowance. The standard 8-hour workday and weekly day of rest remain unchanged, with double pay for overtime. Wages will be reviewed twice a year based on inflation. The Meghalaya government has decided to draft a comprehensive mission mode policy to tackle the alarming rise in HIV/AIDS cases. Health Minister Amprin Lingdor said that Meghalaya ranks sixth nationally in HIV/AIDS prevalence. The government is also exploring legislation to mandate premarital HIV testing, similar to Goa's law. Ms. Lingdor highlighted the urgent need for targeted screening, stressing that HIV is treatable but underreported. The Khasi Hills Autonomous District Council has formed a permanent three-member recruitment committee to ensure transparency and fairness in its job recruitment process. The committee will oversee all recruitment, review service rules, and make recommendations on exams and interviews. The Indian Meteorological Department has released the latest data on rainfall distribution across Sikkim, highlighting a significant decline in seasonal rainfall. Sikkim received 561.3 millimetres of rainfall from the 1st of June till 23rd July, which is 29% below the normal average. Our correspondent reports that the Gyalching district recorded the highest shortfall, receiving 453.5 millimetres of rainfall, 45% less than the normal of 814.5 millimetres. On the other hand, Gangtok reported 691.6 millimetres of rainfall, 35% less than normal. The National Health Mission Nagaland, under the Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram, signed a memorandum of understanding with Apollo Children's Hospital yesterday to provide screening and treatment for congenital heart diseases in children aged 0 to 18. Under the MOU, NHM will organise screening camps and children requiring treatment will be referred to Apollo Hospital in Chennai. costs will be covered under the RBSK norms, with any excess borne by the Apollo Hospital Charitable Trust. Free accommodation for one attendant per patient will also be provided. The agreement includes training for government doctors and support staff in paediatric cardiac care. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akash Rani Shillong. Have a nice day.